even the Fox hosts don't believe what's coming out of Trump's mouth. Look at this guy looks skeptical directly into the camera. He looks skeptical. She's just trying to keep her shit together because she's heard this probably about 10 times thus far. And Brian Kilmeade is reading off of his phone in disbelief, trying to see if Donald Trump actually is going to say something sensible for once. All right, the situation with Iran has gotten so bad that even Fox News knows we are screwed. Donald Trump did an early morning interview with his friends over at Fox so he could spew his propaganda. And I want you to pay attention to the body language of these Fox anchors as Donald Trump is describing a potential boots-on-the-ground operation in Karg Island, and as he's describing an insane escalatory plan that he has to continue the war with Iran. It's worth pointing out, only a few hours after this Fox News interview this morning, Trump has already backed down on any threats he was making and said that we have made progress on a deal with Iran. He has said this over 30 times over the past 2 months. And I want to be clear here. I do not want Trump to escalate on the global stage and strike Iran, but you cannot continually escalate and threaten without losing the credibility of the United States, without making us seem weak and honestly like a paper tiger. There are actual ways for the United States to use our leverage on the global stage, and Trump is not doing that. Rather than acting like some rational operator trying to gain leverage, he repeatedly threatens to wipe out their entire civilization, and then when nobody believes him, he's like, nah, I was just kidding, I'm not actually going to do that. And then rinse and repeat, over and over and over. It is so despicable. No reason Benjamin Netanyahu is rapidly losing favor, not only in his own country, but on the global stage. There's a reason Donald Trump is rapidly losing popularity, not only in America, but on the global stage. It's because these two men, Netanyahu and Trump, have pulled us into a war that is stalling out, costing us a bunch of money, and now Donald Trump's next step, his next plan, is to potentially go boots on the ground in Iran. Donald Trump had the opportunity to explain this war to the American people when he gave his State of the Union speech 2 days before he launched the war. He didn't, and now the American people are scratching their head wondering why our service members may get sent over to the Middle East for another endless war with a country that begins with the letters IRA. Let me walk you through this series of events in a calm and steady-handed manner because Donald Trump is losing our credibility on the global stage. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mochler feed for more and more steady-handed updates about a rather volatile situation. So this is a sequence of events that happened over the past few days. We had an entire regional war breakout where Israel begins to strike Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon begins to strike back, and then Iran said, this is breaking our ceasefire, so Iran strikes Israel as well. Benjamin Netanyahu then promised Trump he would not return fire towards Iran. Guess what? 2 hours later, Benjamin Netanyahu returned fire towards Iran. Things are escalating very, very rapidly with no off-ramp in sight. This brings us to last night when Iran targeted 5 U.S. military bases in the Middle East. Some of the bases were in Bahrain, one of the bases was in Kuwait, and then one of the bases was in Jordan. Coincidentally enough, I have family visiting Jordan right now, so I'm really hoping that this violence in the Middle East tones down. But we now have a long-range radar station that owned by the U.S. that was destroyed in these Iranian strikes. We are facing all of the negatives of this war, all of the costs of this war, without any of the benefits. I have sat on television week after week after week debating these Trump supporters, you know who I'm talking about, as they lie to me and say that this war is almost over, that we are winning, and that we are getting military concessions. We know for a fact that none of that is true. We haven't gotten anything on the nuclear question. We've gotten nothing on regime change, and I would argue that Iran is in a better position long-term to rebuild than they would have been if we just kept the JCPOA. So let's walk through the sequence of events, because after the United States attacked multiple military bases, Trump had a weak response militarily, and then began to threaten another war crime-esque situation. Remember a few months back when he said he was going to wipe out the entire civilization? Of course, none of us want that to happen, but you can't just threaten these things and then back down and say, I was just joking around, and then do it again the next day. This is an incoherent way to wage a war, and this is why the Iranians do not believe us. So then, Donald Trump threatens on Fox News to go boots on the ground in Karg Island, and he said, the United States will be hitting Iran very hard tonight. I just want you to think about this. The president of the United States went on Fox News to act tough and spew his propaganda and say, listen, we are going to be retaliating and protecting the American people. Then 2 hours after this Fox News appearance, he tweets out that we actually don't need to strike because we're nearing a deal, even though Iran is pulling on our leg. Again, I'm not saying that we should be striking. Do not mistake that. What I am saying is that this is so incredibly incoherent. Let's just start off with this clip of Donald Trump trying to escalate on Fox News. And I want you to notice the body language of the Fox hosts. I'm like 99% sure that even the Fox hosts don't believe what's coming out of Trump's mouth. Look at this guy looks skeptical directly into the camera. He looks skeptical. She's just trying to keep her shit together because she's heard this probably about 10 times thus far. And Brian Kilmeade is reading off of his phone in disbelief, trying to see if Donald Trump actually is going to say something sensible for once. And of course, he says nothing sensible. He doubles down on his worst impulses, and the Fox News hosts let him do so. Take a listen to this clip.
You're slowly you'll talk to them, but you're slowly squeezing them to death.
Yeah. I'm talking to them. Yeah. I'd like to get a deal now.
Yeah, we know.
Less than 3 or 4 weeks to go, because, you know, once you do this, you could just go a step further. But I don't know that America has the appetite to do what I would really much prefer doing. You remember in Iraq, I said, don't go in, but they went in. They made a big mistake. It should have never lasted. You know, that war lasted 10 years, killed tens of thousands of people, millions of people on both sides, millions of people. Nobody ever reported that. We've lost 13 soldiers in two wars. In Venezuela, we lost none, took over the country. And in Iran, we lost 13. In Vietnam, we lost hundreds of thousands, 19 years. Nobody says that. They say, you've been there for 3 months. 3 months. You know, they're going crazy because I've been there for 3 months. I've decimated.
People are mad because you said we'd be there for 4 weeks. The only truthful thing Trump said in this clip is that Americans don't have the appetite to do what Trump wants to do. There are essentially two different pathways Trump could take at this very moment. Either dramatic escalation in the form of war crimes, because we're running out of missiles very rapidly. The CSIS says we are running out of our missiles. So either an incredible escalation that counts as war crimes, or a humiliating climb down in which we achieve none of our political goals whatsoever. Those are the two options, and it looks increasingly like we're going to be going towards the second reality of a political climb down. Iran currently smells blood in the water. They know that the United States is in a position of weakness, not because our military is weaker than Iran's. That's very important to point out. It's because Iran has more leverage and control over the strait and over global gas prices. I mean, look at the chyron on Fox News as Trump is speaking. We have Iran in the ultimate position. What is the ultimate position that we have Iran in? Because the position that I see is Iran is currently bending over the United States, making sure that we soak in all of the long-term costs of this war heading into the midterms. Let's finish this clip right here.
Once they've decimated the country.
Are you thinking next?
They blame me, Brian. They said, you said you'd be out of there faster. Well, it's a much bigger situation now because we've done
people.
A better job than anybody anticipated you could do.
Ain't no way. He says we're still in Iran because we've done a better job than anybody could have anticipated. I'm pretty sure we're still in Iran because our original goal of, you know, nuclear change or regime change has now been co-opted by this new goal of opening the Strait of Hormuz. Imagine fucking up a mission so badly that 3 or 4 months into that mission, your goal is just to return to the status quo. That is a situation that we find ourselves in, but Trump continues to double down. And I'll show you his back off in just one moment, but this morning he was talking tough on Fox News as these hosts likely didn't buy him. Look at this. Look at Brian Kilmeade's body language. I would also be skeptical if I had heard this over and over and over and over. I want to play this clip of CNN counting how many times Donald Trump has declared that a deal is near. This is very important context. Check this out.
It comes as President Trump declares the war with Iran could be over within days as the two sides come closer to an agreement. But President Trump has also made similar declarations about the war at least 37 times before. So let's go live now to CNN senior White House correspondent Kristen Holmes. So is this time any different, Kristen? I think that's the bottom line question here.
Yeah, and I'm really glad somebody finally took the time to count out how many times, because
exactly.
It felt like we were saying it every single day. And now
Thank
I know
you.
It was at least 37 times
Holy
in the last 2 months since this ceasefire began.
37 times. Trump is like the crazy ex constantly trying to play push and pull and get back with you. 37 times he has said that we are about to near a deal. Iran knows that Trump is desperate for a deal. He's telegraphing it so much. Which chapter in The Art of the Deal says, you know, confuse yourself so much that you confuse everybody else. Which chapter in The Art of the Deal says, if you telegraph your desperation for a deal, you're more likely to get it? Because that's exactly what's happening right now. Here's Donald Trump threatening Iran even further.
Look, my preference has always been take Karg Island. That's been, Brian knows that. I spoke to him a long time ago. Lawrence knows it. I spoke to him a long time ago.
Why is he appealing to the Fox News hosts who are obviously never going to push back? He's like, Brian knows it. Lawrence definitely knows it. Yeah, Brian Kilmeade is the best gauge for the truth.
Always been take Karg Island. That's been, Brian knows that. I spoke to him a long time ago. Lawrence knows it.
Who cares?
I spoke to him a long time ago. I said my preference would be that. I don't know that America has the stomach for it, to be honest with you. You're going to make a fortune. But I don't know that America has the stomach. I think they'd like to see us come home. But we did it with Venezuela. Venezuela's worked out great for everybody. We've taken millions and millions of barrels of oil out of Venezuela. We've brought them to Houston and various other places, Louisiana.
Now, I really can't put my finger on why the American people may not have the stomach to go boots on the ground in another country that starts with the letters IRA in the Middle East. It's really hard to tell why U.S. citizens would be a little bit skeptical of this. So after this happens, Donald Trump then comes out and tries to announce a deal. Surprise, surprise, Donald Trump cancels his plans to attack Iran after big threats earlier today. This dude goes on Fox News, bullshits to the Fox News host that we're about to do a major escalation, then backs down on his Truth Social and says that we are nearing a deal. This is incredibly humiliating for the United States, and it's because we're basically trapped in a corner. Trump has backed us into a corner that he can't get us out of. I just told you guys, 37 times he said that we're nearing a deal. Tonight he did it again. He said, based on the fact that discussions with the Islamic Republic of Iran have been brought to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved, I have, as President of the United States of America, canceled the scheduled strikes and bombings against Iran this evening. I don't want an escalation in the war, but if Iran's going to continue to strike military bases in Bahrain, strike military bases in Kuwait and Jordan, and Trump is just going to F around on Fox News and lie to the hosts, I'm not very confident in the position of the United States on the global stage. At the same time, Benjamin Netanyahu is rapidly losing popularity in his own country of Israel. He was already struggling after the October 7th attacks, but it's only gotten worse because his entire political career was based on this idea that he was going to end the Iranian regime. You can look this up. They used to call Netanyahu Mr. Iran. This was his name in Israeli politics, Mr. Iran, because his entire political project was ending the IRGC. He even formed the Israeli military in such a way where they could someday go to war with Iran. But in doing so, he left Israel very vulnerable to other attacks, and they're currently suffering because of that. So we are seeing Netanyahu's popularity drop. He is very likely going to be voted out in this upcoming October election in Israel, and good. Now, the scary part is, who knows who Netanyahu is going to be replaced by? There are a bunch of radical politicians there who want to ratchet the country to the right. But the Netanyahu regime needs to go immediately. And the Israeli people know that. The Israeli people understand how terrible Netanyahu is. It just depends on how this war goes. So I just want to end this off with one simple thought. Think about the incentives of the two leaders who are guiding this war. We've got Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump's incentive is to tone down this war before the midterms in any way that he can. That's why he keeps backing off these threats. Benjamin Netanyahu's incentive is to ramp up this war because he is a wartime leader who will likely go to jail if he doesn't continue waging this war. The Israeli people view this as a failed war, and Benjamin Netanyahu wants to fix that. So we have Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu with conflicting incentives, and that is creating an environment where this war is dragging on at the expense of us. Continue to push back. We do not want to go boots on the ground. We do not want to escalate in this war any further. And that's why we have the Atomocracy feed here to continue pushing every single day. Make sure you drop a like. We're doing a beautiful team week in Chicago where we're building something very, very special for all of you. So if you want to see that, subscribe as well. I love you all, and peace out.